Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And had the first City Council meeting of the new year last night, and City Councilor Trevor Dorsey is here with us. First of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's good to be here.
Good to be anywhere. No, actually, we had ourselves a pretty darn lively agenda last night. Looks like we got a lot of things accomplished.
We did.
But I also understand with the new year, we got some new openings starting up, too.
We always encourage people that are interested in serving and helping. Mm-hmm. We would love, if you have any interest in any kind of committees or boards, we have some openings. We got three openings right now in the Ambulance Commission, one opening on the City Planning Commission. Mm-hmm. We've got an opening on the Construction and Fire Codes Appeal Boards, opening on the Park Board, got an opening on the Sewer System Improvements Oversight Committee, and an opening on the White Rose Cemetery Board. So if you've got interest in any of those areas, we please ask you to reach out to City Hall and apply, and we'll get your information and try to get you set up to where you can help in those areas, because the more help we have, the better off we can serve our citizens and our constituents.
And if you've ever thought that, you might not matter, well, this is a chance to at least have a say on something in your community beyond being a voter.
Oh, yeah.
You can actually use your input and your influence to perhaps make our community a little bit better.
Well, and I have different people ask on occasion, hey, what can I do to help or what? Mm-hmm. And so I encourage them to look through the openings and see, if there's anything out there, because somebody may have, have an idea that they would like to serve on the Planning Commission. And so if you like that area and you have some expertise in that area, then we encourage you to apply and bring that expertise and help.
Now, I ran into you briefly at Christmas on in the Ville, and there was something else that was there too, little green scooters, those Lime scooters. I've been seeing people just having a ball with these all up and down the roadways and the sidewalks downtown.
When we did that, it was kind of a mixed bag with what people would talk to me about it. They were like, oh, why are we doing that? Mm-hmm. That won't go over. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, people go by my office window all the time on those things. You can hear it, and it's like, oh, there they went. Yeah. And so those things are being used. We've been out at Christmas in the Ville a time mm-hmm. or two, and you'd see people going up and down the sidewalks on those things. And so they're getting used. Yeah. And one of the things we discussed last night is part of the, I believe it was the Parks and Recreation. Mm-hmm. We amended Chapter 13 in the Parks and Recreation, where we'll allow scooters like that on the Parkway Trail. Mm-hmm. And so, it can't go above 20 miles an hour, and it can't be loud. I mean, there's some things, and we don't want people running over people, or we don't want dirt bikes. I can't have Bryson Dorsey out there on his motorcycle or anything like that. But that allows, a little bit different. And after the meeting last night, I was talking to somebody, and I said, I guess if kids have scooters like that, I know our kids have these little razors that are motorized. You uh-huh. charge them, and I don't think they'll do 20 miles an hour, but I guess a kid could go to school. You take the trail system and
zing along,
go on to school. And so those things are becoming more and more apparent. You see them here and there, and so I think it's a good opportunity for other people to enjoy some of our parks and our recreation activities that normally may not, but they would with those scooters. And so it kind of expands and broadens what people can do, and gives everybody a chance to get out and enjoy.
One thing that I see a future with this a little bit is that many people don't realize that on the weekends we have visitors into town. And Maria Gus will tell you that even during COVID, yes, we got visitors coming mm-hmm. to town. And they're always taking pictures of a variety of different things. And I imagine having a little scooter like that probably just wouldn't hurt.
Helps them get around.
Yeah. Right there by your hotel. It's right there by the Hideaway Pizza, all over the place.
Yeah, that's where we saw a lot of kids and adults riding them around down there. at Christmas on the Ville. Mm-hmm. And so, and there was a lot of folks. You know, I kind of wondered how that would go over this year. But the opening night, I think, was there was as many people as I've ever seen at an opening night for that. And we took the kids down there a time or two and went skating. And both times we went, it was packed. So that's good, because that means, and I tend to wander around and talk to a lot of people. It's kind of, I don't know strangers usually. So talked to several people both times, Collinsville, Owosso, Independence, Sedan. I mean, you know, all around the area that are traveling around to town. Talked to one family that was wasn't that far away over here from Pawhuska, but they were actually spending the night so that they could do a lot of the different activities, go drive around, see lights. And so, you know, that's a big deal for Bartlesville during the holiday season. And I gotta thank Sherry Wilt, our chamber director, and her team for doing just a tremendous job. That's gotten better year over year. It seems like we've got more people to come to town, and even talking to a lot of people that have come into town for that event, they, you know, well, we don't have this in Owosso, or we don't have this here, we don't have this, you know, in this community. And so it's a big deal.
It is. I understand we got some money coming into our community to help us out with our COVID-19 response program. What's that all about?
Well, we discussed and took action on a citizen participation plan. It's a community development block grant, coronavirus disease response program, and there'll be a hearing on Tuesday, January the 19th at 7 o'clock. So that means we'll have a special council meeting, and we invite you know, people to get involved and participate in that. And so come out on the 19th and to that meeting. I assume it'll be posted. Typically, it's posted the Wednesday or Thursday before. You can go out to the city website and pull down that agenda, and maybe posted in the Enterprise Examiner. You guys may post that, or but
we usually do. Yeah.
So I think that'll give people an opportunity to come out. We can get some grant funds, and what those funds can go toward are things like utility help, rental, nutrition. You know, right now with COVID, there's been people that have lost their jobs, and they're generally struggling. There's a lot of people out there in Oklahoma, Bartlesville, the nation, that are struggling, maybe need some extra help with utilities, you know, their rent, you know, food, making sure they got food on their table. And so this would be a good opportunity to get this grant that we can further help. I know we have a lot of wonderful, as you and I have talked about before, nonprofits that really give back to this community, really support this community. You know, the United Way does so much. They got 13 partner agencies that really put back into the community. But with the coronavirus, a lot of those agencies last year weren't able to do the fundraising they normally do. Had to do it virtually and try to get people to give in outside ways that they normally wouldn't be able to garner donations and funds. And so I encourage and challenge everybody to continue to donate to these organizations, because they do a lot, and right now they're needed more than ever.
Amen to that. That is very well put, and this is going to come in very, very handy, and it's going to benefit everyone's well-being.
Oh, you bet.
So, good there. Another thing that happened last night was rather somber business. How do you replace a municipal judge?
I don't know. This is going to be a process. Of course, I've not been through as a councilman, but I know, unfortunately, we're going to have to go through that. Judge Can Answer was an incredible man, was involved in the community, been a judge. And I guess I was part of another thing when Jerry retired and we brought in Jess Kane as the city attorney. I mean, Jerry had been there like 40 years, and I think Can Answer about the same thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's been a couple of firsts here the last few years. Unfortunately, I'd encourage everyone to keep Judge Canancer's family in your thoughts and prayers with his passing. And he was a great man, and I actually got to see him do some work in person one time. We kind of joked about that last night. Had a disagreement on whether I came to a full stop or not, and but he was a great guy, and you know, I think well respected in the community, and he will be missed. But we've luckily had a retired judge step up, fill in the interim, and last night, Mr. Bailey, our city manager, said there's been a lot of interest and a lot of resumes coming in for that position. So appears like we'll have an opportunity to look at some folks that that hopefully will be able to step in and maybe not fill his shoes exactly right away, but over time, because those are big shoes to fill. And it's always a hard deal whenever I first learned the news, because I don't believe he had any health concerns or reasons and or things going on there. But again, very tough that we're in this process, but we'll move forward, and I'll get to see, I guess, how this process works on filling that role.
On a bit of a lighter note, Beeville Bill, the Bison.
Yeah, the Bison. Where washing?
How's that working out?
I think pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I don't do a lot of shopping. Matter of fact, I try to avoid that. But you know, Christmas time, you have to get out and do a little bit of that. And I have noticed that it seems like more people are wearing masks. We did discuss that a little bit last night. I think you know, the campaign has probably helped encourage people maybe more to do that kind of thing. I had to go to Walmart's once or twice and Atwood's a few times, and so most of the people in there wearing masks. I carry mine around, and if they got a sign on the door that asks you to, then obviously you put that on. I think everybody, at least when I'm out and about, I think everybody tries to social distance pretty good. I don't think anybody wants to be sick, regardless of what it is. You know, I don't want any kind of sick if I can avoid it. And so, but I think it's been good. You know, obviously you see the billboards out, and there's different advertisements on Beville Bill, and I think our former school board member Tyler Vaclaw kind of made a challenge to one of our city councilmen, Paul Stewart, mm-hmm. about raising some money and getting maybe some artwork on their
them boys look like they've been in the Navy.
Yeah and but I don't think the money was quite raised. Yeah, I went and bought a couple lottery tickets thinking, man, I'd love to see these guys have to do this tattoo deal. Didn't work out, but
the heart was in the right place.
But I know that, yeah, there was money raised again for the United Way, mm-hmm. and I encourage people to continue to give to the United Way, even though that those guys didn't have to get inked up. That money will go, I tell you what, miles and miles in this community with giving back. And so it was kind of an exciting deal. At least there was some fundraising involved in that too, not just the campaign to make everybody aware of what's going on and keep everybody on solid footing.
Well, I tell you what, those two guys are, you know, kind of lighthearted fellas, but they do love their community. They really do. And you know, I've had the pleasure of knowing both these guys here since I moved into the community, and both of them just are real gems. Next time, guys, next time.
Yeah. I brought it up last night at the meeting, and I kind of thought about, well, let's double it up. Let's go 50,000 and see if we can hit that by.
Oh, my. We're talking with Trevor Dorsey, city councilor here in the city of Bartlesville. We had our first city council meeting of the year last night. We covered the block grant, the scooter thing, the process for appointing a judge. What else took place last night?
Well, we bought some equipment, bought an excavator, I believe it was an excavator.
Oh, yeah.
We got a multi-purpose excavator.
Got it.
And then we approved some water line replacement on Frank Phillips, mm-hmm. which is always important. You know, we got to have good water lines so we can get good clean water to all the constituents here in the community. And
we invested so much in getting the water here, now just to get it distributed, yeah. It's got to be just right too.
Well, that was a big win last year, finally getting everything settled on the water deal, on getting, you know, the purchase and the cost. And I know that had been a long drawn out process. You know, maybe it's a little bit of blood, sweat, and tears through that process, but you know, now we got to make sure we got good water lines for everybody. And I think the water line is a little bit bigger, so the flow ought to be better. And so people will probably see some of that work going on. Of course, there's always work going on.
Yeah.
I mean, every time it's my turn to talk on the radio after a meeting, seems like we got something going. Usually it's some sort of road work. You know, this time of year isn't the best time for road work, but wait till spring.
I got to tell you, just in time for, you know, Christmas in the Ville and a lot of downtown stuff, the downtown area drove and looked really smooth, except for, you know, a couple of roads toward, you know, the north. But for the most part of the central downtown, wow, that was something else. That's a good way to show it off.
Well, obviously there's always, you know, the city puts a lot of lights up and down Frank Phillips. Mm-hmm. And then with the new Unity Square lighting, you know, you had a lot of lights down there.
That looked cool.
You could drive for blocks downtown and see really cool Christmas lights everywhere. Matter of fact, you know, you can drive throughout Bartlesville, and there's a lot of...
you can go to your house. How big was your utility bill, my friend? That was a spectacular light show.
I don't know. I don't think I've gotten that one yet.
You don't have to worry about it. It looked good, though. Yeah. Looked really good.
Yeah. Well, we every year the kids are like, oh, we got to do this, we got to do that. And we even had music this year, so... So next year, I'm sure we'll have to think of something a little bit new to tweak it. But we get a lot of driver bys, and so
even Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, I'm gonna park the RV out in the driveway next year.
Full. Oh man! But no, I saw that in your neighborhood. You're not that far from where I live, and I'm, my goodness sakes, the guy's lighting up the whole southeast there. So, but really, it was a great show, and of course the Unity, the Tower Center, Unity Square. I didn't quite get away from our broadcast position at the second floor of Arvest Bank in time to watch them get lit, but I was there just shortly afterwards, and wow, what a beautiful, beautiful thing that was.
You bet. It was really neat being down there. There's a lot of people went from the parade, as you said, to over there to watch, and we walked over, and beautiful lights. And that area, obviously, is already... beautiful. Well, one thing we didn't talk about, the interactive artwork the art piece that will go in there that has some water features, and you know that will get going, and that'll be really nice. That should be ready, I would assume, here by springtime when it gets warm, where kids can splash around and enjoy that. So that's another feature there at the Unity Square, and we hadn't talked about the Christmas parade, but I tell you what, every year Bartlesville Christmas Parade is something. I tell people that hadn't been to it, you know, obviously know a lot of people in the surrounding communities, and I'll tell them, look, if you've never been to the Christmas Parade in Bartlesville, you got to go.
Might have been a little low on entries, but there were more people there than I can ever remember. Yeah.
Well, I didn't think we were low on entries. It took as long as it normally does. It wasn't too cold, but it was cool enough standing out there watching that I don't know that I was quite prepared that it was going to be that cool. I got a little chilly before it was over. It's something every year, and it draws a lot of people into the community.
It does. It really does. And, of course, you know, got a lot to offer downtown. Great places to, you know, get a meal, get a beverage, or even just play around down there at the Ville when that's up going. But, boy, you know, the community, like you said, the city put up its lights. Phillips and Conoco put up their lights. And, you know, you even had other businesses like, you know, Centerfield had their lights up to do. You catch that on the way home part of the route.
Yeah, we always got to drive by there and park for about two songs and watch that. Go through Johnstone Park. Woolah Rock always has incredible lights out there.
That's true.
If you've never done that, that's another thing that you ought to take the time to do. I assume that the Indian on the horse is still, when you leave out in the teepee, it's all lit up. First time we went out there, it's been 5 or 6 years ago, but we're leaving, and I'm like, you know, when you first round the corner and you see this off out in the distance, you're like, looks like a ghost.
You got to get up on it.
Geronimo, the ghost of Geronimo on the horse there. And you get up close and realize that the horse has lights, the guy, the teepee. It's like, it's pretty amazing.
Oh, man. Trevor Dorsey, thank you for being with us today.
It's always good to be here, Tom.
All right, take care. And you've been listening to Community Connection.
Maybe this is the